dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this sixth day of... Well, it's the sixth day of April, 2005. A little out of wind here. Just drove in from Houston. Had a nice luncheon with Alan Stang. If you remember Alan, this guy cut his teeth on NBC and... Gosh, he was out in L.A. on radio. Used to readily beat Larry King Live, or Larry King Show, when he was on radio. I don't even know if Larry King's still on, but at any rate, a dynamic individual, well-heeled in his subject, let's say. And he'll be joining this network in a couple of weeks and sliding into that 11-to-1 spot. And that should happen not next Monday, but the following Monday. He's actually driving his son back, just getting out of the Marines, just getting out of the Marine Corps. Been to Okinawa, of course, Iraq. This guy with his Marine buddies, he started a website, and he stays in contact with his Marine friends, and they're studying the Constitution, which all good Marines should do, right? So you're not out there performing illegal acts against the people that you're supposedly protecting. What a wonderful idea. We've got Bill Veith in studio, Dr. Veith, and hi, Bill.
Hello, John.
we're gonna pick up a subject that we broached last Thursday, and it caused I don't want to say a furor, but it was pretty intense because we were talking about Terry Schindler, the right to die. Should the state be an intercessor in that process? And a lot of people are concerned, Bill, out of hand, that what this is going to do is we're going to slide into every kind of immoral, unethical, anything goes, slippery slope down the path to Hades type of deal. That's what they're worried about.
Yeah, well, you know, the concerns are genuine, and it's basically a difference of opinion on what we need to do to prevent that sliding into that slippery slope. And... I really can't argue one way or the other in the Terry Schindler case because there's too many details that I was not aware of. And I still don't know, and I don't think most of the public knows. We get what the media wants to feed us. We don't really know what she expressed, what factually she expressed as whether or not she wanted to die. And so, I really can't argue that case. The one thing I do know is once... they decided to kill her. I think they picked the worst way they could, which is to torture her to death with dehydrating her and starving her. You know, certainly, again, we don't do that with death row inmates. We don't do it with our animals. We do it. We put them to sleep humanely once that decision is made.
Yeah, we just inject them. We don't let them suffer.
Right.
All right, we'll get into the meat of this subject right after this break, folks. This is an issue that not too many people want to talk about, and I told Bill, we were having dinner Sunday, and I told him, I said, but the mere fact that we're considering not talking or talking about this, I think we should talk about it, and we're going to today. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartavite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there and I walk to the other end of the road and I come back and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window built here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartavite.us for more information.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The Terry Schindler case, it wasn't a case. Well, they were playing around in courts, that's for sure. But everybody was searching for an answer on how to remedy this problem. And, Bill, we got too many microphones in the way here. I can't see you. Actually, you should take that chair over there. We saw the feds come in. The media's portrayed it as the legislature not respecting and no separation of powers. I was shocked to hear this because any other time it's just fine. They can do anything they want to do. And then they start talking about separation of powers and, well, the legislature can't overrule the courts and this, that, and the other. Well, all things being equal, folks, if you have a judge that's guilty of misconduct or he's just not that good of a judge, where do you go with this? Well, you got to go to a judicial review, and guess who sits on the judicial review board but more judges? And it's a good old boy club. There was a lot that was mentioned about Terry Schindler that, well, yeah, it sounded good on the surface until you really started to think about it. Do you want the Fed involved in this deal? Do you want the state involved in this deal? Here's the question, folks. Who owns your body, and what right of self-determination do you have for your own being? That's the question, isn't it, Bill?
I think it is. And I think, you know, what I tried to say in our last Thursday show was that there are three different issues that have similar arguments on either side, but they're completely separate and should stand on their own. And one is the assisted suicide issue, one is the euthanasia issue, and one is the abortion issue. And the problem is that people mix and match them like they're the same thing or, you know, have the same arguments. And I say they're different issues and should stand on their own and don't even need to be mentioned really in the same breath.
Well, and the issue, what is the issue that people are afraid of here? Now, depending on your point of view out there, you may be pro-life, you may be pro-abortion, you may have the attitude that if you're a woman, you have the right to do with your body what you will. And what a lot of people are hearing when people talk like this is, well, the immoral ones, and I'm against abortion. Okay, I personally am against abortion. I think it has become a convenience for those that are irresponsible. I think taxpayers get stuck with the bill for those that are not responsible for their own actions. They get pregnant. Oh, well, you can abort your child, and then come on down, and we'll give you a free certificate here for a disinfectant clean, and we'll just get rid of that nasty little problem that you were so lackadaisical and not. So it's become a point that we've killed 50 million babies in this country, and a lot of them where it was a matter of convenience for people. And then what really kicked it off is when they were talking about late-term abortions, and folks, a lot of folks didn't know what late-term abortions meant. Oh, that just meant that it was after the first trimester, whatever. No, we're talking viable human beings that if they had a breath of air in their lungs, they would survive on their own. So people are afraid that this is going to slide into an area. And I don't want to sound libertarian here. I don't want to sound like I'm backing anybody's political platform or what they're saying. I personally think the libertarians are a bunch of chickens and how they're approaching stuff. But here's the issue. The issue is, do you have the right of self-determination for yourself, for your body, without state intervention? That's the issue on the table.
Well, you know, when I look at the Constitution and the intent and the wording, not really the intent, the actual wording of the Founding Fathers, even going back to the Declaration of Independence, it says that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable or unalienable rights, however you want to pronounce it, and among those are the rights to your life, liberty, and property. They also say the pursuit of happiness later, but earlier they talk about the right, your absolute right to life, liberty, and property. Well, I believe that all of our rights come from property rights. And if you have no property rights, you have no rights. And I believe that the fundamental piece of property that I own is my body. And I don't think you can have partial rights. If I have rights are absolute. You either have a 100% right to your property and to make all the decisions regarding your property, or you don't. And if I don't have 100% right, then somebody else has some control over to say in it, and that means I don't really have any rights because they can control what happens to my property.
And if people don't get that and don't understand that that explanation, it's like you own your own home. You own your own home, but you have to still pay a yearly rent in which to live on that property. So is that property really yours?
No, it really isn't.
If you walked away from that property for 10 years, boarded it up, took hiatus, took a world tour, went sailing the ocean blue, whatever you wanted to do, you come back years later, I guarantee you that property is no longer going to be yours. It's going to be sold off. Somebody else is going to be in that place. And that's because you didn't pay your yearly rent, your property tax. So is your property really yours? A lot of people think so. They brag, oh, I've got my house paid off and I'm going to have a good retirement. Yeah, okay. Well, did you include the taxes in that deal after you retire? You got to keep paying those taxes. And I don't care if you don't have your children in school. You may not have children. You may not use the public school system. You may not use a lot of the city services, but you're billed anyhow. Each individual person is billed. I don't know what you're paying in property tax down where you live, but up here in Round Rock, it's like $4,000 for the place I'm in. That's $4,000 a year. These clowns come around and say, well, we've got to float a $349 million bond because we want to build some schools. They're out of control. They will try anything until the people themselves tell them, you know what, you better back up there a bit, bud. So the analogy I'm giving you, is your house really yours? because if you don't pay your property tax, they come and they'll sell. And I don't care how much money you owe on your property taxes, folks. They'll sell your house off to satisfy that property tax. They'll just do it. So your body is the... I consider my body on loan from God. Unlike Rush Limbaugh, he says his talent's on loan from God. But, you know, I'm going to turn to dust one of these days. Now, the question here is sovereignty, individual rights. As you said, Bill, unlienable. I like those. You can't put a lien on my life. But there's a lot of people who think that you can. Now, we're going to have an adult discussion here about this issue. And it's a highly charged and contentious one. And I want to invite the listeners out there. I want to hear from all of you. You know, we're not going to get your address here and send the goon squad after you if you have something that we don't agree with. So feel free to express your true opinion and your heartfelt opinion about this. 800-313-9443. Give us a call and we'll discuss this issue. Bill's grinning over there.
Well, you know, what I was hoping to do is not really get into a moral discussion of whether somebody believes in suicide or not, or assisted suicide, because that's just an opinion. What I wanted to do is find out, does somebody have the source of authority, the lawful authority to prevent me from committing suicide if I decide to, or prevent me from assisted suicide? Now, if the Constitution guarantees my unalienable right, protects my unalienable right to my life, liberty, and property, that's number one. And the second point is the Constitution in Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 says no state shall impair the obligation of contracts. Now, I did some looking on the Internet, and it appears I couldn't find any states that have criminalized suicide. In fact, suicide has been decriminalized. There may be a state or two or three, but most states, for sure, it is not against the law to attempt suicide or to commit suicide. Now, that means suicide is not illegal. Okay, now, if a state can't impair my right to contract, then how can they say I can't contract for assisted suicide? If suicide isn't illegal, it's certainly not unconstitutional. And I don't know of any statute that forbids it in most states. So what I'm saying is if I have a right to my life, liberty, and property, then I have a right to give up my life, liberty, or property if I decide to. If I can contract without the impairment of the government or any third party, then where does the authority come from for someone else to say, oh, you can't commit suicide, or you can't hire somebody to help you in case I were a quadriplegic and I couldn't commit it myself? And it doesn't have to be a doctor. I should be able to contract with anybody I want to help me do something that's not unconstitutional or that's not illegal statutorily.
Well, and then some people might argue that since assisted suicide is not legal, that might be termed as murder. So whoever you contract to do that might, in fact, be charged criminally.
But see, that it's illogical. If suicide is not unconstitutional or illegal, and I have a unimpaired right to contract, then how can contracting for something that's not illegal be illegal? Are they saying that, a contract is illegal? Well, a contract is only illegal if it impairs, trespasses on the right of a third party. I don't see where assisted suicide does that. Now, it's my belief. See, some people believe they're afraid that if we allow assisted suicide, that is a slippery slope and it will slide right into euthanasia, where the government will then, you know, where life will become less,
valued?
Yeah, valued, and will slide into the slippery slope of euthanasia. And I think it's my opinion that it's the opposite. If we don't establish that our property and our bodies are ours, and ours alone to decide what we're going to do with, then somebody else gets to make that decision for us. And that, I think, sets up a more likely scenario for euthanasia. Somebody else can decide that I die.
Yeah, you become a useless eater.
Right.
I mean, look at the people in Canada under the healthcare system after the age, I think it's 50 or 55. There's absolutely no amount of money for certain conditions that the government will help you with. And they're paying, 65-70% of their income in taxes, one form or another, for that utopian society up there. And a lot of people would like to dump it. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Phones here. Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon to both of you, and God bless.
Hi.
I had a quick question. Do either of you know who Cecil Adams is?
No, I don't.
Okay, he writes the Straight Dope, and from what he shows in one of his articles, as of 1963, last time he did research on it, six states still consider attempted suicide a crime. North and South Dakota, Washington, New Jersey, Nevada, and Oklahoma.
Okay.
But there's nothing on suicide itself in any of the 50 states. It's only attempted suicide that brings about any conjecture in law.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know of anybody that gets charged with a crime if they attempt suicide and don't succeed?
No, but they'll get that mandatory mental screening.
Right. I just wondered. I don't know the answer to that. I just wondered if you had actually heard of anybody actually being charged with that crime.
No, I never heard of it unless you're in the military. Then they can charge you with,
mm-hmm.
attempted destruction of government property.
Right.
But they did infringe on Terry Schindler's rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
That was all I had to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate that call. Who is the real Tom? Why is that important that I say that before I get this guy on the air? Is there a fake Tom in Pennsylvania?
Hey, John.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm good. I'm a friend of Bill's and Christine's.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Over there. Good. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine.
I really had to get in on this one. It blew me away last week. It was a tremendous show. And it, you know, it had everything, you know, you want. It had the emotion in it. It had the legalities you brought in. And it's really hard when you talk about what happened to Schindler not to combine all that stuff. I found it impossible. What blew me away, first off, let me say I'm in total agreement with you as far as assisted suicide. I agree. I think it's your right. I think it's going to be my right if I can do it or have someone take care of it for me because I'll be darned if I'm going to, you know, live in a condition I don't choose to live in. That said, what happened to Schindler and the raw power of the state to, in effect, execute her by starvation and dehydration was brutal. It was chilling. And to see that episode go on for that number of days angered me as much. Well, it was akin, I mentioned this before, the Randy Weaver in a Waco type incident. I developed that type of anger.
As did a lot of people.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if they can do it to her, yeah, they can do it to anyone else. This judge ignored a lot of testimony in that particular case. I read enough about it to realize that he was the sole arbitrator of her life. Not that Michael Schiavo. That contract was faulty. We don't know if she did or didn't request.
Well, and also, I think the contract was null and void when he traipsed off and cohabitated with another female, started raising babies with her. I mean, this was the whole issue, Tom, with Greer. He was going wholly and solely. And what I would do is consider it hearsay, but I've heard a lot of people say, well, look, if I whisper something in my husband or my wife's ear in the middle of the night, it's nobody else's business. She has got the say-so and But that presents problems also. But Greer, what he was doing was going directly off of what Michael Schiavo wanted and what he said, and that was it. And the judge was acting on Michael Schiavo, no matter how much Terry's parents kicked and screamed about this deal.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing was brought up about the care. That $1 million was awarded to have her in physical therapy, not to unplug her and just throw her in a warehouse and let her shrivel up and die. Well, she wasn't evidently dying fast enough for Michael. And that's another issue. I mean, she could have, who knows how long this woman could have lived in her state, her current state. How long could she have lived? And the point is that, yes, she was murdered. She was murdered by the state because Michael said that she didn't want to live this way, and they unplugged her. There are too many inconsistencies on this deal, but Greer went strictly from what Michael wanted.
And incidentally, Michael said that she mentioned she wanted no tubes 7 years after the fact. 7 years after she was laid up, he suddenly remembered this.
Yeah.
So that hits me wrong.
Yeah.
But Greer also happens to be on the board of trustees of that hospice. As does Philos.
I would say that's a little conflict of interest. I mean, call me stupid, or call me suspicious or paranoid, but I would say that's a direct conflict of interest. And also, you said the attorney was...
Yeah, Philos, and he's written books. Well, he's written one book, anyway, in which he really glorifies the way in which she died, and he thinks it's the way of the future. He's really gone. I mean, he's way out there. He's way out here. Anyway, hey, look, Dynamite Show, Bill, maybe next time we'll speak a little longer, but you really put together a good presentation last week, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of it today.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the call, Tom.
Sure. Have a good
nice
day.
Hearing from you.
Rudy, Keith, and others, hang on, 800. Come on, folks, weigh in on this situation. Nobody's talking about this on any other media the way we're discussing this. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you own a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Speaking of Mr. Greer, this was put together, and you can look at this for yourself at petitiononline.com. And they're going after George W. Greer of Florida's 6th Judicial Circuit. They're going to try to impeach this guy. They say in this that Judge George W. Greer has not ruled according to law in the case of whether to remove Terry Schindler, I'll call her Schindler, it refers to her as Shiloh, two, by which she receives nutrition and hydration. The rulings, which are inconsistent with Florida statutes and Constitution, are Judge Greer had allowed Michael Shiloh to remain as Terry's guardian, even though he should be removed as Terry's guardian pursuant to Florida statute 744.474. Two, for failure to discharge his duties as guardian, the statute requires that the guardian protect the rights of the ward, provide for her health and safety, properly manage her financial resources, and help her regain her abilities to the maximum extent possible. Guess what wasn't done? That's right. She was warehoused. Greer allowed Michael to remain as Terry's guardian, even though he should be removed as Terry's guardian pursuant to the same statute for abuse of his powers, as evidenced by the denying her of any significant sensory stimulation and his efforts to have her life ended. Judge Greer allowed Michael to remain as the guardian under the same statute for wasting, embezzlement, or other mismanagement of the ward's property. One example is Michael's statement on national television that he had Terry's wedding rings melted down and made into jewelry for himself. The judge allowed Michael to remain under the same statute because of a conflict of interest between the ward and the guardian due to Michael Schiavo living with and fathering children with another woman. I'd say that was grounds for divorce if Terry would say, out of here, pal. I don't want to be your wife anymore. Greer allowed Michael, under the same statute, to remain as guardian, even though he failed to comply with the guardianship report. Also under the same statute for failure to file annual guardianship reports in a timely manner. Same statute, these are the same statute but different subsections. For improperly managing the ward's asset by using Terry's money, which was awarded by the court to be used for her rehabilitation, but at the authorization of Judge Greer is being used to pay legal fees in an effort to end Terry's life. And that's what was happening. This lawyer was getting paid out of these monies that were supposed to be awarded for her rehabilitation. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to write a book out of this one. Allowed Michael to remain as Terry's guardian under the same statute, Section 16, for improperly managing the ward's assets by using Terry's money, which was awarded by the court to be used for her rehabilitation, but at the authorization of Judge Greer is being used to pay legal fees in an effort to end Terry's... Okay. Same statute, Section 17. Terry's assets have likely and should have likely increased since her accident. Michael Schiavo is denying Terry the benefit of any assets accrued after the malpractice award, which would be equally hers as Michael's legal spouse. Same statute, subsection 18. Because of Michael's adulterous relationship, which is a misdemeanor under Florida law, which another woman ought to disqualify Michael as a suitable guardian for Terry, as the interest which Michael said in malpractice trial court proceedings, by the way, he had toward Terry's is directed to another woman, which is not his wife, and has two children by said other woman of whom he is the father. In abusing, neglecting, and exploiting Terry, a vulnerable adult, by appropriating funds that were awarded for rehabilitation to pay legal fees, and has aided in exploiting Terry by denying the money to be used for a benefit, both these infractions were committed with the knowledge that Terry lacked the capacity to consent and explained in detail in Florida Statute 415.102. There's a lot of these here, folks. There's pages and pages and pages of this stuff, and apparently some folks are going after Judge Greer. The problem I'm having here is this guy is in the judicial court. He is a judicial circuit court judge, Florida's 6th. You can't throw these guys out. They're not voted in. They've got a term for life. I think the worst of probably, if anything happens to Greer at all, it was like this judge with the Dixon Cannon case. I mean, this guy had been admonished and barred from the bench for an entire year. For what? Judicial misconduct. But there he is, right back up on the bench, doing more judicial mischievousness. And we got a guy in jail now because this lawyer or this judge would not let his lawyer present a case and enter evidence into a court, folks. The judges are rigging the jury trials now. So where do we go? I mean, do we tar and feather this guy? Do we show up at his house, knock on his door, and politely slap him around a little bit? He's not going anywhere. This clown is going to remain on the bench down in Florida. Now, there's an injustice right on top of an injustice, and it continues. Rudy in Montreal. Hello, Rudy.
Yes, John. I was just calling because your previous guest, Tom, I believe his name was talking about the Constitution, and he kept mentioning the word life, liberty, but nowhere did I understand that death or suicide was part of that Constitution. As a matter of fact, the states went to war against each other, civil war, because basically the Constitution was not a suicide pact. So if...
Whoa, slow down here, Rudy. I don't think that's why there was a war going on here in this country. I think you're kind of mixing things a little bit. The war between the states, as far as the southern states were concerned, was specifically about states' rights and how they've hijacked this and spun it around. Oh, it was the North was for abolishing slavery and the South was for keeping slavery.
Well, that yes, but that was complete control over slavery. In other words, the owners would have complete control over the slaves who were in their property. And I think this is another idea, that suicide and death is not the right. It's just life, not death, not suicide. And they were talking about property rights. And it seems to me that this laissez-faire attitude brought on the depression of 1895 and 1929. And if it wasn't for the government intervening to protect property rights through the moratorium on debt, many, many people would have been totally out of this property. That this
they're hold on here, Rudy. They're the ones that caused the depression in the first place. We didn't get any relief from the government. Oh, yeah, we had work programs. We had government cheese. We had bread lines. But it was the government in 1913, the Congress of the United States, unconstitutionally and illegally, allowing the Banking Reform Act to go through and place our currency into a private consortium's hands.
The only reason they did that is because if the government were issuing the money, a government itself were issuing the money, then the value of that money would have been massively deteriorated, because they would be able, as they do now, print as much as they want, but they had a private firm or a private organization actually in charge of doing of printing the money.
Well, no, to see the concept behind the United States Congress, the weights and the measures, and the printing of the money. The whole idea was, in this country, is to be as close to the politician's neck that sold you down the river. In other words, you had control. If these people were doing things, treasonous or whatever the case may be, or they were doing some funky things, well, then you just didn't vote for them next time, and they got replaced.
But you needed an arm's length organization to be able to protect the currency.
No,
and you
couldn't have this with
the government, and that's why they developed the Federal Reserve.
Now, you've hit a subject here that is near and dear to Mr. V's heart, so let her rip, Bill.
Well, let me get back to the life issue. If I have a right to my life, isn't the correlative side of that I have a right to end it?
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, let me ask it in a different way.
Everything in its power to protect your life, death, not your suicide. Justice Douglas said it very clearly, that it's very simple. It just says those words are life. It doesn't mention death or suicide.
Okay, let me start a different way. If I have a right to freedom of association, doesn't that give me the right? The correlative side to that is the freedom to not associate with whoever I don't want to associate with. Would you disagree with that?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, so there's a correlative side of every right. If I have a right to my property, then I have a right to give away my property. I have a right to dispose of my property. Would you disagree with that?
No.
Okay, is my body my property or your property or the government's property?
Well, according to your constitution, your body, I don't know. I don't know if it's your...
Is it yours?
Really? When you're a child, you end up in a hospital, they take out your appendix, they take out your tonsils, you're just a child. You have no way of protecting your body. Here is a person who is in...
Well, that's why we have parents, and that's why we have the government out of the parents, the parental role of the family, which they have entered.
Parents are they're not doctors generally. I mean, they don't know. They just listen to doctors. So, I mean, you don't have control over your body, really.
Okay, you're mixing and matching a lot of different things here. Let me ask you a question again. If my body is my property and you agreed with that, then does it belong to you? My body?
It doesn't belong to me, no. I don't know.
It may belong to you. Is that what you're saying? Or it doesn't? It either does or it doesn't.
Whether it, with all its deficiencies and so on, yes, it is. Well, I don't know. It's a philosophical question.
No, it's not a philosophical question. It either belongs to me or it doesn't. And if it doesn't belong to me, does it belong to you?
as long as it's not, it doesn't belong. Well, I don't know. No, it doesn't. You at times walk into a plane. You allow me to control your body in the plane. I mean, no, this is a philosophical
question. That's done
well.
If I do something voluntarily, that just proves that it belongs to me.
Yeah.
What I'm asking, I don't think my body belongs to you. I don't think your body belongs to me. I don't think my body belongs to the government. And since the government gets its delegated powers from the people, if it doesn't belong to you, then how can you delegate a power to the government to control something of mine that doesn't belong to you or the government?
Well, the government controls the air. It controls the
Let's stick with the life issue.
Let's stick with this issue, because these are critical questions that if we avoid answering them, then everything just becomes some philosophical debate that we can't find any answers or any authority. What I'm looking for is not whether or not people agree or disagree with suicide. What I'm looking for is, where is the authority to make the final decisions on these types of issues? Now,
mentioning the Constitution, your U.S. Constitution
gives me an unalienable right to my life, my liberty, and my property. Now, that's number one. Now, it also says no state shall impair the obligation of contracts. That means if I have a right to my life, liberty, and property, and I have a right to contract without third-party trespassers, what I'm looking for is, where is your authority or where is the government's authority to trespass on that right? Can you cite it in law or in Constitution?
I cannot discuss the contracts because I'm not sure.
I can tell you where it says it in the Constitution.
I'm not sure of contracts, but I'm sure of life. It seems to me if framers of the Constitution wanted people to have the right to have death or suicide, they would have mentioned it, but they didn't. They mentioned life.
No, there was a lot that, look,
if they don't,
Rudy, there was a lot that was implied in the life, liberty, and property. Not the pursuit of happiness. They wrangled that one in later, because property, it used to be in this country that you could only vote. You could be an elector in an election only if you were a property holder. The reason behind that is, why should somebody else be voting on something if they have no monetary stake in anything? Okay, we since changed that. We since gave the vote to women. Okay, well, now forget about hijacking the system of government and popping it inside out. The issue here, and it's not in the Constitution, it doesn't say you're entitled to death, but with life, liberty, and the pursuit of property, that property, I don't care what you've got up there in Canada, whether you've got a mansion or a small home or you live in an apartment, I don't care. The only property you really own in this life, okay, everything else is temporarily, it's like custodial care, is your life, your self-determination of what you do with your life. And Bill's point here, where does the authority come from for any state agency, any federal government, anybody, any one individual, a judge, anybody else, to step in and say, well, wait a minute here. You can't do that with your own life, your own body, your own property. We're prohibiting you from doing that. They have no ownership. They have no basis in law for it. That's the point.
Well, as I maintain, it is life, your own life. It's not death.
So
you're seeing that, okay, because you own your body, that you can destroy it, but then you're leaving all the remaining body parts, the troubles that you've created to the rest of society.
Well, no, because this is not collectivism. This is not what this, maybe it is up in Canada, but it's not here. Where does this collectivism creep into our form of government, our republic, and our Constitution, sir? It doesn't.
And you know, not only that, the Constitution, sir, does not list what our unalienable rights are. We have millions of unalienable rights. What the Constitution does, it lists the limitation and the enumerations of the powers that government has. So if it's not listed in there, then the government can't compel it or prohibit it, because that's their limited power.
Okay, thanks, Rudy. We can continue with this. We have loaded phone banks. I appreciate your call. But I want you to keep listening to this, and I really want you to spend some time really thinking about this, and maybe put aside some of your prejudices or your preconceived notions, and really think about what we're talking about here. Because the question is, whose life is it anyway? Is it my life? Is it the state's life? Is it an agency's life? Is it some do-gooder in Montana or Florida or wherever the case may be that says, well, wait a minute, I think that guy is doing something wrong, and we should prohibit him doing with his own free will and his own body what he wants to do. See, this is the basis for drug enforcement, okay? You know, I'm not advocating here that people run around shooting up heroin on the street corners and lying in gutters. But where is the government? See, there were no laws against drugs in this country up until the 60s. There really wasn't. Marijuana, there was no marijuana laws. There was no laws against cocaine. And I'm not advocating drug use, but the point is that it's something that you're doing to yourself or with yourself, if you will, without the aid of another person. So if you want to toxify yourself or get high or whatever you want to call it, do you have the right to do it? The government prohibits and controls substances, and that's how they get you. Not for doing it to your own body. They never say, well, you're doing damage to your body, so we're stepping in. No, they just prohibit the thing they think that's doing the harm. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Main, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
We're back. We'll continue with this, folks. Nobody yet has addressed what we've been talking about. Do you have the right?
And where does the authority come from if they think they do? In other words, I can understand their belief that they're against suicide. That's an opinion, and I can't argue with the opinion. They're entitled to their opinion, just as I'm entitled to mine. But that's not what my question is. My question is, where does their authority come from to intrude on my right? That are, you know, and one of them is, and both of them are protected in the Constitution, my rights. Now, I'd like to know where their authority comes from to trespass on those rights.
And most people don't understand that both the federal and state constitutions were not written for the individual, because, as you said, you've got millions of rights. And what the Constitution, constitutions, plural, is about is that it is a guideline for the government. You know, and this is stuff that they can't transgress. Miranda versus Arizona, the Miranda decision to read you your rights,
yeah,
you don't have to self-incriminate, says this: where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Period. That's 384 U.S. 436, page 491. Look it up. What we're talking about here, and some might argue, well, that could very well go for the abortion issue also. Do you have the right to abort a child? Can the government say that you can or cannot do it? Why did the United States Supreme Court take up that issue, Roe v. Wade? Why did they do it? Now, until they start passing rules and regulations and statutes and laws and everything else, basically what they did, the government got in the abortion business, because they then said that, well, yes, you have permission. Otherwise, what was it? Was it illegal? Well, it was illegal in this country before to perform abortions. They would go after the abortion providers. How it was sold to people. You don't want somebody in a back alley using a coat hanger and killing you, do you? You need to do it in safe, secure, sanitary surroundings.
You know, I always try to not even talk about the abortion issue in the context of assisted suicide, because to me, they're not the same issue.
Well, it's not the same issue. I'm bringing that up, Bill, because somebody would say, well, okay, well, then abortion's okay because the female then has the right of self-determination, what she does with her own body. Except there is a third party. You got to have a man, you got to have a woman, and the argument was, what about the child's rights?
Right, I agree. That's why it's a different argument than
yes,
the assisted suicide.
Back to the phones here. Keith in Rhode Island. Hello, Keith. Hi.
Hello there. I'm only going to be allotted 3 minutes or so.
If you make sense, you could be allotted more. If not, you could be allotted less.
As far as the Terry Schiavo case is concerned, I vehemently disagree with the both of you. What your argument fails to point out is that every state and federal court that has heard this case or reviewed this case, along with even the Bible, they have all come to the same conclusion that when an adult leaves her parents' control to get married, that spouse becomes the guardian of the other spouse. There's just no way around
that. No, and I'm not arguing that. And hang on, we'll carry you through the top of the break. Obviously, you didn't hear what we said here. That Michael Schiavo abrogated his union and, by law, his obligations as guardian, as husband, as anything that you would ever dream what a husband is supposed to be to a wife. That he abrogated that when he went and shacked up and knocked up this other woman. We'll take the break. Hang on there, Keith, Hugh, Doug, John, Jim, and Dylan. Everybody hang on. We'll get to your calls in order. A reminder, new frequency for the second hour. That is... what is that frequency? You don't have... oh, there it is. 7465, 7.465 on your shortwave dial. Hour 2 of the National Intel Report with Dr. Bill Veith in studio right after this.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.